Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you wanting to really build your self-confidence and think, what is it that makes some of these successful people really confident in themselves? Well, today I'm going to share some points that I picked up from a great book I read, Think and Grow Rich, modern day version. And therefore, I want to give these to you so you can really implement them in your life and boost your self-confidence. And if you stay until the end, I have a bonus one for you then that you're not going to want to miss. Now, before we dive into today's episode, just wanted to mention that if you want to keep up to date with all the latest podcast episodes and get a weekly confidence tip, all you got to do is click the link in the show notes where you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter. Okay, so the book I picked up off my bookshelf, and I always, what I do with books, I always write, I'll read through them and make notes as I go through, and then I'll write a summary of notes at the end. And I picked this book off my shelf and I found a lot of great takeaways. And I thought, these are things that I've been adding into my life and I wanted to share them with you as well, because I always like to model what is working for other people. Now, obviously not everything works for everyone, but I like to try and experiment and see what works for me. And the book is called Think and Grow Rich. You may have heard of the classic, you may have not, by Napoleon Hill, one of the greatest books ever written, certainly in the personal growth space anyway. And it's not just about, there is a lot about making money in it. It's also about becoming more fulfilled and hitting your dreams and goals. And what they did was they wrote a more modern day version with some great influencers, some people who have really got success in their areas. And it started picking out how they had used that original book and actually how they had applied and lived quite successful lives and boosted their confidence. People like Grant Cardone, people like Joel Brown, people like John Lee Dumas, and you may not know all of these people, yet they're very successful at what they do, like in the business, finance, podcasting space that these people are in, right? And I thought I would share that with you today. Okay, now I want to ask you this. How does it help you when you get in that spell of you're repeating bad patterns and you're not changing anything? Because if you're going to do that, if you're going to make the same decisions, thinking the same way, you're going to get the same results. So that's why I found it critical in my own life to make a shift. And when something's not working, I need to look at it and ask why. Now, the fastest way to do that, of course, is to get a coach or mentor. Yet there's also great ways to model other people. Okay, so here are my top five takeaways from this book that I picked up. You need to commit to an area you want to develop every single day. Now, Grant Cardone hated sales, and he's a master salesman now. And he committed to learning about sales every single day. And that's one of the examples from the book. So if there's an area you really need to improve and it's really impacting you, then commit to working on it every single day, even if it's a little bit, right? So if you're in business and you're just starting out, for example, you're going to have to commit to getting decent at sales. I'm sorry, there's no way around it, right? People are like, I'm going to delegate it. I'm going to give it to other people. Yeah, at the beginning, you need to be able to sell your product, because if you can't sell your product, who else is going to buy into it if you even you're going to have people to sell it for you, right? Or for example, if you like know you're not in shape, but you want to, you're going to have to commit to some kind of exercise each day, right? Not necessarily. If you're like me and you absolutely like didn't like going out dating, then you might have to like start learning about dating and going out and dating and things like that, right? So if you're really struggling with money, you're going to have to commit to learning a little bit about money and then applying what you're learning every single day, right? Okay. And people like to avoid things, even if they come up with logical excuses to stop doing things. Make a decision to commit to something you need to get better at and do it every single day, right? The second thing is, knowledge is not power. Knowledge is only power when it becomes organized plans of action that you implement. Okay, I'll say that again. Knowledge is not power, as is said in the old original book. Knowledge only becomes power when it's organized plans of action. So you can go to all the uplifting seminars you want. You can listen to all the free podcasts you want, like this one. You can listen You can buy all the online courses. If you just consume it and don't do anything with it, then your life's not going to change. Just being honest, right? There's so many people go through the same life cycle. And I was one of them, right? Listening to these motivational podcasts or whatever. And that's great. And that's certainly good to put in your head, but make sure you're making a plan of action, how you're going to apply this, right? Is it going to have a good impact on your mentality? Of course. Yet your mentality is not going to improve that much if you don't implement things, right? That's why I like to give actionables from this. And you can choose to ignore it or do it. I mean, if you've got a plan of action you're implementing, that's amazing. You're using me as complimentary information. Fantastic. Yet if you're just listening to stuff and you're like, oh, this is fantastic. Oh, great. And then you don't do anything. That's why your life's not getting better, right? Okay, so I'm very passionate about that point. You gotta make it into organized plans of action. I listen, I'll watch things. I'm always writing down, right, how am I gonna apply this? And that's what I learned from the most successful people. They're always thinking, how do I apply this and start ASAP, right? The third point, high achievers make choices, not excuses. Now, as someone who works in project management, who works in sales, who's worked as a coach, I've seen this a lot, and I've seen it myself, right? I'm a human being. I've got development as well, right? I've seen people like really commit to their dream, and I've seen people in sales pay over like five cards, right? Three to five cards sometimes. They're like that committed to changing their life, and they do, right? I've also seen people, oh, yeah, it's just the right time. Oh, yeah, I just got to check this. I just got to do this first. And do you know what? 6-12 months later, no different to their life, right? It's a bit, and again, goes back to my last point. You could be someone who listens to free stuff all the time and your life doesn't get any better and you wonder why. So high achievers make choices to take action and change their lives, not excuses. Being busy is not an excuse. We all have 24 hours in a day and 7 days in a week, right? I've seen single mums with multiple kids make multi-million dollars in businesses. So like, makes me want to push myself even more. So like, it's no excuse to say you don't have any time, right? The fourth one. Now, obviously, if something tragic's happened in your life, you need to process that and go for that. It's different. Yet the high achievers really make choices regularly and consistently to improve the quality of their life. The fourth one, focus on one thing at a time. Ah, we live in an information age. There's so much information. And they say we're starving for wisdom, right? And wisdom comes from taking action, right? So focus on one thing in an area you need to do each day. Like for me, I have my goals for like my health, my emotions, my spiritual life, I mean growing and giving, my relationships, all sorts of relationships. I have my financial business goals as well, right? I commit to one thing for each of those. I try not to put too many things, but commit to one thing you can do, right? If you're writing a book, one thing you got to do is write every single day. If you want to be a good podcaster, one thing you got to do is regularly make podcasts, right? If you want to make more money in your business, one thing that you got to do is go out and start networking and talking to people. People are afraid of doing that. So they start doing things like making websites or like, doing more research or whatever, right? So pick one thing that's really going to move you forward. And then the fifth thing, if your plan doesn't work, don't change your goal, replace the plan. And again, this is why having a coach or mentor is really effective, because they can give you, well, they're slightly different and depends on the expertise, but they can guide you into you making a quicker decision or hitting the path quicker that you need to be on, right? So if a plan doesn't work, replace it. Don't worry about things not going to plan, just change the approach. And that's why it's so important not to go alone. Okay, now I wanna go on to my final point. Just for that, I wanna mention again, if you wanna keep up to date of all the latest episodes and get a weekly confidence tip, all you gotta do is sign up for a free newsletter linked in the show notes below. Okay, now the bonus point I really want to emphasize is do not go alone. Like so many people think they can go alone, right? I've never achieved anything great in my life by just like me guessing it and going alone. So I've also never seen any successful athlete, celebrity, anyone succeed going alone. And then people are like, right, I'm just going to use a load of free stuff and succeed, right? And just go alone. No, right? The most successful people I know have coaches, they have peer groups. So don't go alone. That's the message. And you think, oh, it's going to cost me to invest. It's going to cost you in time, and you can't get time back. You can get money back. If you go alone, it's going to cost you a lot of time. Like when I launched a podcast, I learned from some of the best podcasters. I went out there and really implemented it. I got myself coaches, right? I didn't go alone, right? And then I joined communities. I was part of those communities. I invested, right? Even when it's super uncomfortable and I didn't have the resources, but I had the resourcefulness. So don't go alone is my extra point for you then, if you really want to boost your confidence. Because when you're doing these things, the successful people really get confidence when they're supported and they feel like they're in the right direction. You're not going to get that so fast if you go alone. So that's what I've got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.